From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Canada and the United States sound a conciliatory note on Cuba. A Washington-based Haitian group is against any annulling of the results of Sunday's low voter turnout election, and two Trinidadian footballers detained in Lebanon to be freed after FIFA intervention. I'm Ken Richards, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Despite the differences over the Helms-Burton law, the United States and Canada today sounded a note of conciliation on the measure. Canadian Prime Minister Jean Chrétien has held talks in Washington with U.S. President Bill Clinton. Those talks include the Helms-Burton law, under which foreign companies in Cuba can be sued in U.S. courts over property confiscated by the Cuban government. Canada is among the countries that consider the law extraterritorial by giving the Americans jurisdiction beyond their borders. The issue has strained trade relations between the two countries. The BBC's Katy Kay reports from Washington.
Canada and America have sharp differences on policy towards Cuba. Canada's been one of the loudest critics of America's Helms-Burton Act, which seeks to impose sanctions on foreign companies which trade with Havana. Canada conducts a lot of business with Cuba and doesn't agree with that process of economic isolation. Prime Minister Jean Chrétien said that he believes the best way to promote democracy in Cuba is by having normal relations with Havana in order to open the country up. President Clinton acknowledged that the two countries still disagree on policy towards Cuba.
Well, I think we have a difference of opinion. I think the real issue is how we manage our differences right now. The Cuba issue is a difficult issue, but Canada has had a very solid position on human rights generally. And we just have a different approach here. We'll try to find a way to manage our differences. I think that's the best way we can do it.